Your new exhibit, Fluent, opened on November 4th, and it runs through the 23rd of November. How would you describe the paintings in your show?
So the paintings are made with thinned acrylic paint, and I use airbrush medium to thin the paint. And I'm pouring the paint and then allowing it to run, and I'm controlling these pores by tipping the canvas. And the reason I'm working this way versus using brushes and just brushing the paint on the canvas is I'm really interested in natural occurring markings. So sometimes I might drop something into the paint to create a reaction, like turpentine dropped into acrylic paint is like oil and water, and it separates the paint. So I get these really interesting markings that look like things you'll see in nature.
Like what types of things would we see in nature that would we also see in your painting?
Things like rock formations or froth on a wave in the ocean. So that's something that I emulate with dropping turpentine into the paint. But also the way the paint runs is the way that water reacts in nature. So I always say I'm in partnership with the laws of nature. So when I tip the canvas, it's going to make a pattern that might be made in glaciers melting, you know, meltwater or rivers running. So it's like borrowing something from nature, and the paintings are inspired by nature. So it just goes hand in hand, and just I continued to work that way because it felt like I could achieve things by letting the paint do what the paint's going to do versus forcing my idea onto it. So I always have a strong idea or inspiration, that whether it's color-based from something I've seen in nature, or you know, like rushing water or cresting wave or fungus or ice, you know, things like that. So I still, you know, when you look at them, you'll see, you'll notice that it feels like nature. There's no question.
So you start out by pouring a first layer of liquid paint on to the canvas and moving it around by tipping the canvas, and then you let that dry before you add another layer?
Right. I let it dry. So that's another important part of how they're made that may be different from other poured paintings. As I'm working with transparencies with the airbrush medium, you can create transparent layers. So it's like this building up of layers, and that's how I'm able to control composition. So one pour might, you know, I might let it go and do what it wants to do, but then with continuous pours, I am controlling the composition and what's happening with the painting. But another reason I think I use fluid paint is because I'm interested in paintings that feel like they're alive or moving like nature. When I first started out, I was painting representationally. I would grab a seed pod or a leaf or something and paint it. And it felt static. It didn't feel like what I experienced when I was in nature. So I would, in the background, use these abstract techniques to create movement, like leaves falling in the background and what that looks like, or what wind or whatever. And same thing if I would paint a picture of the ocean. It didn't feel anything like what you experienced when you were standing there. So I think that moved me to use fluid paint because there's this movement involved in this kind of risk involved. So it just made the paintings more alive and more interesting, and you know, a little bit out of reach. They weren't static like a photograph of a waterfall would feel. It seemed to get to what I was trying to express with the paintings, which is, you know, that nature's exciting and changing and moving and alive.
And your show is filled with this pouring and drying and tipping and movement. So all of Fluent has been represented like this?
Right. But then I got a grant through Delaware Division of the Arts, a fellowship grant, and I went and took a course in glass at Corning Museum of Glass. And I've always been interested in transparency. So when I'm painting, my paintings are built with transparent layers that create the painting. They're not done in one setting, as I've talked about. So I started working on plexiglass, doing the pours, and building these three pieces of plexiglass, two or three, and you're kind of looking through the first transparent layer to the next one. And also the transparency, the color on the transparency could have light flow through it and create color on the wall, just like stained glass. So the plexiglass was fun to experiment with, but it's not really a beautiful material the way glass is. So I took the grant money and went and studied glass. Three pieces that I executed during that time are in the show, and they're shown on light boxes so you can see the light coming through them. And they're done with layers, and very similar to the paintings, but the material is, it just has a whole different quality to it. So the show shows my paintings and these glass pieces and a couple of my sculptures as well. And the sculptures I make out of silk. The silk, I can paint any color I want, so my love of color comes into that. And I'm also using this natural felting process that's an old technique, but the wool gets worked into the silk and animates the silk, and I'm working with a wet felting technique. And then I sculpt them into forms that are found in nature. The ones in this show are based on fungus forms. So the whole show kind of feels like a little nature walk, a little trip through the woods or something. So that's how they're all tied together.
So these silk and felt sculptures, are they made with a wire mesh on the inside, kind of like paper mache, or are they freestanding somehow?
They're freestanding. The one has a chicken wire form on behind it, but usually I make them freestanding, which is a challenge because silk sometimes does what it wants to do. My large silk sculptures are suspended, so then I'm working with gravity. So they're not stuffed, and they don't have a wire form. One of the ones in this show does have a wire form to get this round sculpture that I have. The large ones are normally installed from hanging from the ceiling, and that was a way that I could create soft sculpture without having something bulky. They looked really light, airy, and floating. Still inventing ways to, depict nature, not in a hard, static way. So the sculptures can be formed different every time they're installed. They're wired and suspended.
And about how many pieces are in your show at the Mezzanine Gallery?
I think there's 15 or 16 pieces split between paintings, glasswork, and sculptures.